Sounds like you're imagining your bridges are bitches. I know that's going to offend someone, but it didn't offend who I was having a live call with about this. Last week, I was having a lovely one-on-one with one of the remarkable members, and she was asking me about bridges. And I noticed she was treating bridges like they were bitches. And when I pointed that out, we both had a giggle. But I seem to digress. My name is Mr. 2020. You are listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. It is Monday, April the 29th, 6:11 a.m. In 49 minutes, we kick off the Happy Chemical States live call for the April Dream Driven Day. Reach out to us if you want information on that, or remarkable, or just to play a hell of a lot more in your life. But I seem to digress. My name is Mr. 2020. Let's dive in. So last week, has to be last week because it's Monday. Well, it could be before last week, but it was last week. And I was on a call with one of the remarkable members, and we were having a blast after she gave up her bullshit. And she was so giddy and excited because there was concern about bridges that are struggles and bridges that, like, I don't want any bridges to be bad for me or anyone else. And I'd really like to have it happen this way. And, like, I know Neville says not to, and yada, 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 right? And I said, how cool is this, right? You've confused bridges with bitches because you're treating your bridges like they were bitches. And she stopped and she looked at me and her head tilted like 15 degrees and her eyes widened. And then she let out a breath and went, oh my God. And I said, yeah, let's keep going because there's layers to this, right? Because, I mean, yeah, there used to be this phrase. I guess there still is. It's like, quit your bitching, get back to the kitchen. Right? So, yeah, that was in a comedy show. And everyone laughed. But let's face it, do you want bitching in your life? And I'm not talking... Now, by the way, somebody's going to get offended. They're going to imagine something based on what I just said. Quit your bitching, get back in the kitchen. You see, the kitchen is where you... prepare food. You prepare meals. What are you eating? People talk about mental diets. I'm concerned about your kitchen. Quit your bitching. Get back in the kitchen. I do it every day. I get back in my kitchen and I cook up lovely meals. And I'm not just talking about the pile of pork or the mountain of meat or the other yummies that you'll see that we have lunch on. Like we share on the show. We share a lunch show. Every day on the Facebook. And my buddy Dead Jim used to say to my other buddy Cube at the dog park, we used to all walk our dogs together, 20 makes money by sharing his lunch. And Cube didn't get it. Jim said 20's sharing how real he is. And people love him because he's real. But I also seem to digress because quit your bitchin', get back in the kitchen. It has nothing to do with your sex or your marriage or your husband or your wife. It has to do with what you're imagining. You don't have to control your bridge of incidents. You just get to stop imagining they're going to be shitty. Because some people, there's a guy at the pool, he says, when my wife dies, I will never marry anyone else. I might get a girlfriend or two, but I'll never live with a woman. Right? Quit your bitchin', get back in the kitchen. You get what he's imagining about his future, his relationships, and his wife, and himself? Oh my God. Quit your bitchin', get back in the kitchen. But whenever you confuse bridges with bitches, you're imagining that you're gonna have something to bitch about. Or people are gonna bitch along the way. Or something like that. Or that you have to control them, right? I love that one. You know, like, yo, bitches, I'm in charge. Yeah, that kind of, let's know how that goes down, right? See, you don't have to be in charge of it all. You can be inviting. You didn't come here to be in charge and to be in control of everything. You came here to give life to the lovely. You came here to discover and explore who you are and how this works and what all is possible for you. You came here to give life to possibilities. You came here to be playful. What happens is you settle for probabilities. Well, Mr. 2020, there is a probability that based on my past and the way that that I will have bridges that are bitches. Yeah. Whatever. Stop settling for probabilities. Start giving life to possibilities. Quick little side note. We did an awesome live call. Shit that I've never shared publicly before. That was a few days ago. And it's up at NevilleGoddardStore.com. It's wisdom teachings. Momentum, or the magic and momentum, the way of peace, or the path of peace, something like that. I don't even remember the title, but I do remember the call. Just listen to this. Wisdom teachings. Stuff that I've gleaned and gathered over 58 years on the planet. Magic and momentum. The path of peace. See, anytime there's a disturbance in your pond, this is the path of peace. Anyway, if that engages you, go get the recording. It was a lot of fun. We had like 10 people for 90 minutes. Actually, it went 1 hour and 44 minutes, I think. Anyway, quit your bitching, get back in the kitchen. See, you don't have to control. You don't have to do the Mr. 20. This is when I got about a year ago. I end every session with, and this or something better for all involved. Amen. What do you reckon? And I say, well, it sounds to me like you're imagining shit happening. You get the brutal honesty here? Because if you're imagining shit happening, then you have to go, this or something better for all involved. Love and light. Amen. I think what Neville taught, he said he taught to surrender to your experience of the yum. He taught to imagine lovingly. He taught to explore who you are and how this works. Not to put in just in case. I'm going to say this at the end of every session. Amen. Quit your bitching. Get back in the kitchen. Prepare lovely meals with love. And lovely things will happen in you, around you. Oh, boy. All right. Let's imagine up something lovely. Maybe a revised last time you found yourself bitchin' instead of in the kitchen. As we go into the silence. Alrighty, I'm inviting you to dance. I'm inviting you to stop settling for data, because there's a lot of data out there, and it gets confusing, doesn't it? I'm inviting you to dance with us. I've got two invitations for you today. One is that live call we just did. God, it was a goodie. I've never shared what I shared there before, and I never shared as much me, ever. And I share me a lot. But if you want to give that a go, right? Imagine magic and momentum, the path of peace. Oh, if you're into a little bit of swearing, Karen and Sharon, go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. Look in the live call recording section, and you'll find it there. Wisdom teachings. Magic and momentum, the path of peace. My other invitation for you today, join Remarkable.com. That's the easiest, most affordable, for many, the most effective way to have routine contact with us, routinely. There's a live call every month. There's a cool group of people. You know, Facebook group, all that stuff. I know some people say, I don't do Facebook. A lot of shit on there. Yeah, there's a lot of shit in life, but you're still breathing. Quit your bitching, get back in the kitchen. Yeah, just join the group. You don't have to look at anything else on the Facebook. Meanwhile, join Remarkable.com. It's a 12-month commitment. You also get like $1,500 worth of goodies as a gift by being a member. All right. That's what I got. Have a lovely day. My name is Mr. 2020. And as you can tell, I quit my bitching. I am back in the kitchen. See ya.